Ford Megawars is hitting the open road for the craziest road race you've ever seen.
Over the next three episodes, for the first time ever, we'll have four mega-talented teams traveling the highways of America, scavenging from real roadside junkyards along the way, and tackling the most treacherous obstacles imaginable. It all combines for one astonishing, heart-pounding, and wacky adventure that we call the Great Race. Megawars junkyard has run out of junk, so we're hitting the open road for a great race.
And it's starting right here at the mighty Pacific Ocean.
And ending here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Our teams are gambling on becoming the first ever Great Race World Champions.
But first, they have to master a mountain road rally.
Then they must defeat these monster dunes.
Finally, they'll run a raging river before the final no-holds-barred dash into Vegas.
The first team to cross the finish line with the highest number of points will raise this Great Race trophy.
All right, now our teams will start with their own rear-wheel drive American-made vehicles.
We've got Team Firepower with a red Chevy van, the Metal Maidens with a pink Caddy convertible, the Farm Boys with a green Ford truck, and Team Anarchy with a black Buick hearse.
Our teams are ready to go, and so are we!
Yeah! Yeah!
Welcome to Venice Beach, California. This is where we begin the Great Race.
Now, teams, this is the biggest challenge Megawars has ever seen. You guys have got to overcome three colossal obstacles and make it to Las Vegas in one piece.
Teams, are you ready?
Yeah!
All right, here we go.
We've made sure that the four vehicles are all equally matched so that no one team has an advantage.
All the teams carry a map to their first destination, a mountaintop junkyard located 110 miles to the east, but they have no idea what they'll be required to build once they get there. All they know is they have 12 hours from now to travel, scavenge, and build for a monster challenge. The clock is ticking on these four talented teams.
Where are you going, Chopper?
I don't know. Take the map, man.
Hey, let's go! Come on!
First up is Team Anarchy with Chopper Rat, Brandon, and Lindog. These custom car builders are ready for anything, driving a fire-breathing hearse. But is the road ready for them?
Pressure, keep up with them.
I know,
keep
I'm trying.
Keep up with them.
Team Firepower from Kentucky is Fletch, Keith, and Crusher. They save lives for a living and demolish cars for fun. They're driving a rapid response fire vehicle that's ready to roll.
Lose these guys!
Oh man.
Farm Boys with their stupid heads.
You know what hit the spot right now is some nice barbecue tri-tip and some Roy Dogs.
Oh man.
The Farm Boys are Chaney, Stoop, and Grandpa. These good-natured farm truck drivers are the ultimate make-it-work team. Give them a roll of baling wire, and they can get anything to work.
Feels good.
Man, this car does float real nice.
This is a smooth cruiser.
It's the ride.
We're going to float all the way to Vegas in this mobile.
The Metal Maidens are Flybutter, Rebecca, and Kiki. These mechanical artists are daredevils and debutantes all in one. They're driving the pink Cadillac.
Pick it up, Grandpa!
Each team wants to beat the others to the first junkyard. The sooner they arrive, the more time they'll have to scavenge and build. But the team's first challenge is just to make it out of the Los Angeles traffic.
Yeah, women!
Yeah!
Yeah, Flybutter! Woo! Yeah, girl!
That's some fine boys.
Yeah!
Hey, anybody know what the speed limit is here?
Yeah.
Man, they just passed us. I need to get over.
Good job, Chopper.
The Farm Boys.
The Farm Boys are all right.
Those will probably be our toughest competition as the Farm Boys.
When do we find out what we're building?
When we get where we're going.
Hey, guys, I don't know what they're going to throw at us, but, I mean, let's face it. We've been through some tough stuff. We're firefighters.
Just
Just outside of Los Angeles, the teams get up the freeway and hit a wall of earth. The San Bernardino Mountains shoot up like a fortress to over 11,000 feet. This high country playground is the location for our first road challenge.
Breaker, breaker, Mega Wars teams. I hope you guys are making good time.
Now, your first road challenge is a mountain rally course on Devil's Backbone.
Yeah!
The course is a winding road leading to a massive fallen log obstacle that you'll have to go over, under, or through. It ends with a rally of tricky turns and mud pits leading to the finish line. The Big Bear Junkyard you are racing to is only your first stop. After scavenging, you will drive to the side of the mountain rally course where you will actually build your vehicles. And remember, you've only got 11 hours from now to do it all. So don't waste any time.
Firefighter style, baby.
Bring it on.
So Greg, you've been around a lot of Junkyard Mega Wars. Is this the craziest thing you've ever seen?
Bobby Sue, we've never done anything like this before. We're going to junkyards we've never even been to. This really is the great race.
The Metal Maidens are in the lead ahead of Team Anarchy. The firemen are fighting to stay in the race, but they get confused and take a wrong turn.
Look at our turns right here.
The farm boys take advantage and pass them up.
Oh, look at the snow. This is great.
It's becoming a cold war for the Metal Maidens and Team Anarchy as they head into the snow.
There was 5,226 dead bodies transported in this purse.
Anarchy might just add three more bodies before they reach the junkyard at Big Bear Lake.
And the ladies are first! Way to go! This is unlike any junkyard the teams have seen, boasting acres of tantalizing treasures. But will the teams get lost in this mountain of trash?
The Metal Maidens have the advantage of arriving first, but can they maintain their lead?
And a close second! Come on in!
Okay,
you
guys, fallen logs,
we gotta do
mud, and twisty roads.
We could put some rails in the front so that we can go up and over the logs like a jump.
Oh, skis. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll put some skis in the front here. Mm-hmm.
It won't be easy getting through the dangerous and daunting fallen log obstacle. The Metal Maidens are taking a high-risk approach. They're planning to attach metal skis to their car to create a jumping Cadillac toboggan.
Let's go!
Hey! Yeah.
Okay, we got three things here we got to do. We're going to have to do a lot of suspension work, then we're going to need to make some ramps to get over the logs.
Team Anarchy will use bigger tires, a set of ramps, and a crazy high-speed approach to jump clear over the log.
Let's go!
The sooner the teams grab their parts, the sooner they can leave for the Devil's Backbone, where they'll actually build their mountain rally cars.
In a normal junkyard Mega Wars, they can go back out in the yard, they can find something, oh, we forgot this, we need a fender, go back out and find
it.
They
better make sure they've got it now.
Because if they don't have it, they don't need it.
The farm boys are third at the junkyard.
Go! Team Firepower is finally on the right road, but worried about what may lie ahead.
That has to be 3 feet in diameter. Look at these, guys. This could get tricky.
First thing we need to do, larger tires.
Need tires.
We're going to have to cut through the log somehow, hopefully find some chainsaws, cut through the log.
The farm boys want to cut through the log and lift it out of the way after modifying the hydraulics in the back of their truck. It should work if they can find a chainsaw.
Let's do it.
Happy hunting.
Let's do it. All
right, come on. Team Firepower is the last to arrive.
You gotta get a go. Let's go, let's go. Scavenge.
Logs. We talked about a ramp. Anything to build a ramp out of.
Think about ladders. Think about planks.
Team Firepower has a cautious plan to manually stack materials up one side of the log and down the other. Then ease their vehicle up and over. It's the most conservative approach.
Let's make a suggestion to find some bigger tires, too.
Definitely.
Look for an 8-lug dual wheel.
All right.
Firepower! Is that Lindy?
So, Fred, you're the owner of the junkyard?
That's right. No telling what you'll find here. I don't even know what all's here.
Team Anarchy is dominating the junkyard. And it's got all the other teams nervous.
Oh, man. Those are exactly what we want.
Move it.
Anarchy even positions their vehicle to block the other teams.
It seems like Anarchy can't be stopped. But every Superman has his kryptonite.
Dude, I'm scared of horses. I can't go that way.
Yeah, so am I.
I want to see double time. Hustle.
Team Firepower methodically looks at every tire in the yard and still comes up short.
No.
Too big.
Don't forget the chainsaws. We have to have the chainsaws.
This is your first piece that you found?
Oh, no, no. I found tires. Found a nice thing.
Nice thing?
I'm not sure what it is.
That's okay.
But where I'm coming from, it's we call it a hoo-ha.
We got to move. We got to move.
We're running short on daylight.
The farm boys feel right at home, and they're harvesting a crop of components.
Team leader, we got your saw.
It looks like these are different size.
The Metal Maidens can't find one good tire that Anarchy hasn't already swiped.
So many treasures, so little time.
Time is just what the teams lack as darkness falls over the junkyard. Soon it's clear the teams won't be able to continue.
Hey, teams! We're done for tonight! We're gonna start back tomorrow!
The teams have used up 3 of the total 12 hours, and now the clock will stop. Tomorrow, the teams will finish scavenging and then build their rally cars to tackle the course at the Devil's Backbone.
I'm so scared. Where's everybody? This is freaking me out.
The great race has begun. 4 teams of Junkyard Warriors, the Metal Maidens, Team Anarchy, the Farm Boys, and Team Firepower left the Pacific Ocean and headed to the mountains for their first Mega Wars Road Challenge.
They arrived at this high country junkyard ready to scavenge, but time ran out and they were left in the dark. Now they have just 9 hours left to scavenge and build their rally cars.
Ready?
Yeah!
Let's go!
Go!
Go, 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 go!
The teams need to quickly complete their scavenge so they have more time to build.
Anarchy is going to jump the log obstacle, and they found their final item, a huge chunk of styrofoam to build twin ramps. The teams are using trailers to transport their junk. Anarchy's ready to head over to the Devil's Backbone, and they'll have more time for the build than any other team.
The boys in black are always careful to obey all traffic rules.
Right now, you're going to use the force.
Yeah.
Use the force, Lindy.
Use the force,
Use the
Lindy.
Force. Use you can drive the without force. Seeing, Lindy.
Okay.
Firepower and the Maidens are grabbing crucial parts but falling behind.
My precious stack.
The farm boys have finished their scavenge and they're next to hit the road.
The Devil's Backbone is an off-road paradise of magnificent proportions, and Anarchy's ready to dive in.
All right, guys, we're the first one here. Nobody else is here yet.
Anarchy's plan for their black hearse is bigger tires and a high-speed approach to jump clear over the log obstacle. It's a kamikaze scheme that fits with Anarchy's reckless philosophy.
You gotta be bad to be in a hearse, you know, especially one with flames.
We're ugly and got tattooed and mean-looking.
They should be scared.
If we take a rim and weld the rim straight to this, it's going to offset it and it's going
to... Chopper wants to weld the bigger wheels directly to the front rims of their vehicle. It'll save them some time, but could bring disaster if the welds don't hold.
These tires. You guys all right with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it, because it's going to work.
All right, farm boys are here.
The farm boys are right behind Team Anarchy.
All right, yeah!
They'll take their green truck and lift it higher by flipping the front I-beam. They'll chainsaw through the log and lift it out of the way with a hydraulic scoop. It's a plan that'll put their country boy skills to the test.
You're going down!
Going down, buddy! Keep that in mind for yourself.
When it comes down to the competition, we'll see who comes out on top.
Wrong size. You got.
Let's just cut the centers, guys.
This here is redneck ingenuity at its best.
At the junkyard, Team Firepower hurries to catch up.
Let's go.
Go, Firepower number 3!
Team Firepower arrives and swings into action.
We're the third one in, but I think we got a simpler plan from here.
The firemen will use their red van to approach the log, place wood cribbing to make a double-sided ramp, and ease up and over the obstacle. It's a slow and conservative approach.
I can rely on these guys with my life. I mean, on a day-to-day basis, we trust each other.
Firepower first wants to strip off the bottom of their vehicle so there's nothing to snag on the course.
Okay, awesome.
The Maidens were the first to arrive at the junkyard, but now they're the last to leave.
Flip it over and tie it with the strap with the clips on it.
Come on, girls, number 4! Woo!
The Metal Maidens arrive a full hour behind Team Anarchy, and it is sure to hurt their chances.
Ladies, you made it! A little later than expected, but can I say with good style? Love the red bra.
Well, it's about time, girls. Better get to work.
Work? The Maiden's design for the Pink Caddy is daring and dangerous. They'll add bigger tires and fabricate skid rails to create a log-jumping Cadillac toboggan. It's a fast but risky strategy.
It's not going to mess up my nail job, is it?
I hate pink. I like yellows and browns, the colors of fire.
The Maiden's hit trouble right from the start.
Whoa. It's rolling forward! Take it out!
We've been trying to jack it up in sand, and the car is really long, and it's just been wibbling and wobbling.
Our piece of wood is stuck under our tire. Maybe we need to get that out first.
The Metal Maidens are falling behind.
Everyone can see the Maidens are in trouble, but it's Chopper Rat who comes to the rescue.
We'll put the jack on the board.
He's trying to get in good with the girls. Now he's like underneath the car, jacking it all up for them.
You want it higher, or is this not high? Or is this fine?
I would love to go higher.
There are no ulterior motive, you know, just being a gentleman.
I think the guys in Anarchy like to see some girls in distress. Though I think we're less in distress than you think.
Well, Greg, here we go. We're finally here. What is different about this challenge than any other challenge we've ever seen on Junkyard Mega Wars?
We've got three challenges. Each team only has one vehicle. They have to look after it for each challenge, make sure it's successful in that challenge, and then modify it for the next one. That's the key to this.
So it's like a marathon.
It is a marathon. We've got three major builds. We've got three major tests, and then we have a final drive into Las Vegas.
I love it. It's exciting. I cannot wait to see how this thing ends. All right, team, you got 6 hours of build time remaining. 6 hours remaining.
Hey, guys, we gotta go, gotta move.
Nothing like burning rubber in the morning.
Chopper Rat prepares the rims for welding while Brandon puts the hearse on a diet.
We're all alpha personalities, and we have no problems throwing low blows at each other all day long while we're building, but realistically, we couldn't get the job done without any one of us.
This is an important weld right here. One of those breaks, I'm not going to be very happy about it at all.
Brandon's happy to be a team player, except when it comes to something critical.
You'll see who's welding on our team. That's me.
Brandon's welds appear to be a blazing success.
And you know what?
Dude, there's no way the weld's going to break, dude. There's no way.
With the caddy securely jacked up, Rebecca starts to work her welding magic on the rails.
So what exactly is your plan to get over these logs?
We're planning on sliding over them. Skidding over them on a couple of skid rails.
Do you think this car's powerful enough to be able to push over?
We got a good strong engine. The tranny we can talk about later.
I don't think I could put together a better team. We all have very different skills. Rebecca does some serious welds. Kiki's got mathematical skills, and I'm good at thinking sideways.
Oh, the suspense!
They're taking really the head-on approach here. They got stuck with something that's close to the ground but massive horsepower, so they're going to take that horsepower and use it to their best advantage and try to get over the log. They can't creep over it because if they creep over it, they're going to high center, and there's no way to get off the log once that happens.
I like it. So now, who do you seriously think right now is going to win this challenge?
I think the farmers have a pretty good approach in terms of what they've got going right now.
You're going with the farm boys.
I'm going with the farm boys.
We're really confident about using a pickup for this competition. Got a lot of experience with two-wheel drive older pickups. When things got to get done on the ranch, got to get done.
Hey, Cheney, Pappy, what you guys doing here?
We're trying to I-beam flips.
To get more clearance.
Yeah, exactly. Give us a little lift.
They're going to get 4 more inches of ground clearance roughly. Okay. Now, they've never done this before. They've heard that they can do it. If it works, I think it'll be great.
This is going to be gravy. I love it. I like it. This will fit in there like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
That is spectacular.
We're definitely the slow but sure team. When you work as a firefighter, you always have to work in a safe manner.
As far as getting up and over the log, they're going to take a very methodical approach. It'll be slow, but it won't hurt their vehicle.
I'm a little worried about the two teams that are trying to jump over the log. I'm hoping that nothing gets broken, like their car or their neck. We're not sure that we're going to be the fastest, but we think we'll definitely be the surest.
Yeah, I like it.
He has put the bigger tires on the front end, but now they could use a little lift.
The Maidens are raising their suspension with metal spacers that keep the coil springs expanded.
Brandon comes over to sneak a peek.
I've never, ever, ever in all of my off-road history seen one of those. How much lift are they supposed to give, do you know? I mean, it can't provide that much, right?
Yeah, it can.
And you have extras?
Yeah.
We need to put big metal plates in the spring so we get no suspension in the front. You know what I mean? It'll just go,
whoop. Well, what we need is those things from those girls. We can get some lift.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
I mean, you already helped them, and we're going to help them again if they need it.
Chopper's going to see if his earlier effort to get in good with the maidens will be repaid.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Need to ask you a favorite question, maybe, kind of, maybe. Those spring spacers that you guys have acquired?
You guys want those too bad.
Are you guys
going to
use them?
You guys want those so bad that we ain't giving them to you.
After all I've done for you.
Come on, Wendy, where are they?
Failed.
Whew.
Anarchy strikes out with
hey,
the maidens.
Fellas.
But now they've got an idea for getting extra traction that could leave the girls in the dust.
It's going to make our rig like 10 times better in the sun. It's going to make it 10 times better out here.
Oh, we have to do it.
The differential gears allow each rear wheel to spin at different speeds. Brandon wants to weld the gears together so both wheels spin with equal force.
It's going to help them when they head towards the ramp. They're going to get all the traction that they can possibly get out of their vehicle. The downside is if they happen to make a turn when they're hitting hard and one tire is going faster than the other, they're going to twist that axle off just like that.
Rebecca's just about done with her skid rails, and the girls are ready to lower the car and take a look.
We're free.
All right.
Okay, everybody clear.
Wow, those rails are really low. Didn't we want them low?
The rear's a little lower than I imagined, but...
Yeah.
I'm just afraid that we're going to High Center on a sandbank.
Attention, teams! You've got 3 hours left! 3 hours left!
The maidens have a big problem and not a lot of time to solve it.
Find out who's headed in the fast lane or who's just going to be roadkill right after this.
Hey!
Woo! Four teams of Junkyard Warriors are on the craziest, most extreme road race imaginable. They've topped 11,000 feet to build mountain rally cars for the first of 3 mega road challenges.
The rally course the teams face is tricky and dangerous, and it's time for the team drivers to get a close look at the Log of Terror.
Oh, look at the log.
That log is big.
Oh, man.
Weighing in at more than a ton, this monster log could mean the end of the road for any team without a solid strategy.
I was hoping to be right at the finish line, so if our car broke, it would break right at the finish line.
Team Anarchy is planning to jump over the log on homemade ramps. They're having as much fun building as they are tearing their vehicle apart.
We're Team Anarchy, and we're all bad A's, and they should be scared. I can go faster, jump higher, farther, and land lighter.
The farm boys want to cut through the log and push it out of the way with a hydraulic scoop. They're working hard and trying to tolerate their neighbors.
Woo! These Anarchy guys, they're animals. They're just going for it. They're doing every little trick they know.
The methodical firepower team has built a front platform from which they can stack wooden blocks on either side of the log, creating a ramp. These guys are all heart.
We really want to do well for all the little kids that love firefighters and all the girls that love firefighters.
The Metal Maidens have lifted their suspension and put on bigger tires. They're going to slide over the log, but they've put the skid rails too low and it's become a serious problem.
This is our drive tire.
Yeah.
Meaning that if we high center on anything, we don't have a lot of depth.
How did that come out so low?
No, we knew that was happening.
Bummer. Can I make a suggestion?
What?
We have very little time left.
We're going to work on this front. We're leaving this, and we're working on the front.
Okay. Let's work on the front. Okay.
Team Firepower knows how to put the rapid in rapid response.
These guys... Could they be any slower, seriously?
They still don't have their wheels and tires on, so they are pretty far behind on the let's get completed curve at the moment.
We plan, we focus. I mean, that's basically what we're used to doing anyway.
You think this is adequate the way it is? Think faster.
Stoop is building a hydraulic log pushing liftgate.
Okay, you guys seem pretty comfortable with your build and you're almost done, right?
Yeah, just about. Grandpa's up there. He's real close to being done with our I-beam flip. If we have a little time, we might mount up our exhaust pipe.
A little flare to the old farm engine, right?
Yeah, a little chrome. Gotta have a little chrome.
So. The farmers, I don't think that log thing is gonna work. Even if it does work, it's not as cool as jumping it, you know what I'm saying?
Anarchy is welding the rear differential to gain some serious traction for the rally course. Or it could be serious trouble.
They're at the point of no return. If it breaks, They've got to find a whole new rear end, or they have to drop out of the race.
Remember, any vehicle modification will have to last the team from icy mountains to blistering dunes, from lonely highways to raging river, over 500 miles to Vegas.
Hey, 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 fire, fire, fire!
Need the extinguisher?
Fire, fire! Fire, fire!
Yes or no?
Look out, guys, look out!
It's right, it's right,
it's right.
It's all right, it's all
right. Good, Jeff!
That fireman got over there before I even almost realized the fire was happening. I was like, fire, and he was stepping on me already.
When someone yells fire, I'm there.
That was excellent. Great response time.
Hey, I'm no hero. Just doing what I'm trained to do. Even though Cheney is the team captain, I'm always in charge. I consider him my political puppet.
We wire this sucker up.
I like that idea. Go for it.
The farm boys are ready to see if their I-beam flip is a flop.
Lock and load.
Yeah, go.
They flipped the twin I-beams upside down. They got the additional clearance that they wanted to get.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I had no idea you could do that to a Ford.
As darkness falls, Firepower needs to get some tires on their vehicle. But Crusher has his eye on a better pair over at the Farm Boys trailer.
I was going to go see if those guys are going to use those tires or not.
If you're not going to use those ones back here, the ones we have are kind of wide. We'd like something a little narrower.
If we give them tires and they win, I'm going to be tweaked. Very tweaked.
True, true.
I'm here to win. I'm real competitive.
They came over and asked for them, and we just kind of shot them down.
Okay. Good luck to you guys. Right. No hard feelings. Right. You guys got them first. If you don't use them, let them sit there.
Okay.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah.
Now we really gotta beat those farmers.
Team Firepower moves further behind the Farm Boys, who look to finish the build first. The Metal Maidens are trailing all the teams.
We're really running out of time to move the rail.
I know. How much time do we have?
I don't know, but there's a lot of weld there.
Team, you've got 1 hour remaining! Let's go, let's go, let's go!
That's going 500 pounds of lift right there, 550 between the two of us.
That's gravy.
That's plenty. Let her go. The Farm Boys have a powerful lift gate. Now they can turn their attention to more important things.
We want to have that big truck effect, if you know what I mean.
She's stacked now, baby.
Woo-hoo. It's like it works, boys.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll break it.
Hey, go,
farmers!
Looking good, boys. I like your stack.
The Metal Maiden's front skid plate is critical to their design because it's the first thing that will strike the log.
I'm concerned about that ramp in the front. The way they have it braced, it's right against the cross member that's against their radiator. If they hit that log too hard, they're going to take out their engine.
Disaster seems to hang over the Maidens, and they still haven't fixed their side rails.
Team Firepower's slow and steady approach may leave them short of the finish line.
You seem like you work slower than molasses. But I noticed when the word fire was yelled over there, you were over there like you appear. You could be done like an hour if you guys worked that fast all the time. There goes Team Anarchy as we speak.
Tremendously effective vehicle. Big tires on the front. They should be able to get over any obstacle on the road course.
You still going with your Farm Boys?
I'm still going with the Farm Boys.
I'm still going with Anarchy. They're crazy.
They're
wild.
They're going to give us an outstanding race.
And that's how I love it.
Team Firepower, though slow, has pulled together all the pieces just in time, while the Metal Maidens are teetering on the brink of failure.
We have almost no time left.
We either got to cut that rail off, or we got to move it up. We got to do something.
Teams, you have 15 minutes left.
15 minutes?
We have 15 minutes to do this.
Let's go for it. Let's cut it off now or
let's
go for
go
it
for
as it,
it
is.
Let's cut it and lift it.
The Maidens are making a major modification to their design in a crazy all-or-nothing strategy to finish in time.
Your tools down! You guys are done for tonight!
There you go!
Yeah.
The teams have given everything they've got to complete their mountain rally cars. Now it's time to sit by the campfire and unwind to some hand clapping, blues kindling road music.
Just for a little while. Well, I'm gonna get these monkeys off my back. Bump that long country mile.
It's all fun and fun. friendship now, but tomorrow is the day of judgment, where we'll see who's built the best mountain rally car and who will claim the first of three great race victories.
We're about to see our teams test their monster mountain rally vehicles. Aha!
A new day rises on the Great Race for the very first of three mega challenges.
Our teams worked late into the night, transforming their vehicles into four incredible racers, all custom made for navigating the tricky and dangerous mountain rally course. Our teams are restless. They've got just one last chance to make any adjustment to their vehicles.
We're doing this because this won't push into the radiator. We don't want to bust the radiator out and lose our car.
I have to kind of figure out what speed we need to hit that log at. We're doing something that I don't think I've ever seen done before. I've never jumped anything before.
Not bad.
Yeah, I'm looking good.
Sour pink over flames.
Over flames!
They've got to approach the log at enough speed so that they bounce up on top of it. They could easily high center on the rails, both on the log and on the course.
So we talk about anarchy being the crazy guys. It sounds to me like the Metal Maidens, it could be crazy in those guys, and they could all end up in the hearse if we're not careful.
Tinker time. He tell you a bunch of men that you're going to do tinker time. Hi, bunch of dudes that are supposed to be cool. We're going to have tinker time.
Team Anarchy is adding some flair to their hearse, or are they whistling past the graveyard? Brandon wants to do some delicate body work.
We're feeling really confident about the car. We definitely have a good advantage at the mud holes because we welded up the rear end.
Very high-risk approach, but should be very fast. What they've done is they've welded up the gears and their differential, so they've got like a solid axle. They've raised the rear end. They've got these ramps here that they want to set in front of the log. They want to go at speed and jump the log.
Which I love.
It'd be great. If they get over it, they're going to be the fastest one over it. But their front end's got to hold together. They put these big tires out here, which are set out from the original rims, so there's going to be a lot of stress on the front end. They could bend their tie rod. They could bust their spindles. But it ought to be spectacular no matter what they do.
Ram it.
There it is. That's it.
Put ram rod.
The log, we have a little bit of concern. It's a very large log. We have a very nice chainsaw to cut through it. Better than jumping it.
So we got the farm boys. These are the guys you picked.
They've modified their front end. They've got a twin I-beam suspension. They've flipped the I-beams upside down. They've got 4 extra inches of clearance. You can see they've got this lifter here that they're actually going to use as a platform to stand on. They've got this chainsaw here. They want to cut a section of the log out, lift it out, remove it, drive through, and hit the course. These guys are going to do great.
Geronimo!
I love this. This is great. This is awesome. Some people enjoy decorating their home. I love making stuff.
Team Firepower, what have they done back here?
They've added big fat tires to get a little bit of traction, cut out of the way, just a little bit of the body so that they got some clearance.
They got all this wood up front.
Yeah.
What are they doing with all this?
Most of the work that Team Firepower is going to do is going to be getting over the log. They've got to have someone climb out from the top. They got to ramp down here, build steps up over the log.
How is this big thing going to look when it goes over that log?
Be interesting.
You've seen all four. Who are you going with?
I'm going with the farm boys. I'm staying with them.
All right, I'm still going with Team Anarchy because I love the crazy wild side.
Well, let's see what happens with our vehicle.
It'll be fun for us at least. Let's go.
In a world of rally course obstacles, there is one that is so massive, so frightening, so unbelievably impossible that few dare attempt it. Get ready for the Log of Terror.
The moment of glory has arrived. Each team will run the rally course separately. The team with the fastest time is the winner. A team time of more than 30 minutes will mean disqualification and no points.
First, it's Team Anarchy's chance to inject some fire-breathing, log-jumping insanity.
This is going to be great.
I want to see this one because they have the opportunity here to get over that log just like that. They also have the opportunity to completely split their front end apart.
Anything could happen here. Here it comes. I can't wait.
2, 1, go!
Woo! And they're off. Woo! All right, they're pulling up the log.
They're right up the log.
Don't bust the ramp. He just threw it.
The log, I'm behind a tree. I'm gonna keep at a safe distance, all right?
Ramps are set.
He's setting them, he's checking them.
Getting nervous.
I am too. I'll tell you, I got butterflies on this one.
Here they come.
Here they come.
And
oh!
And they're up! And here they
They made it over.
They made it. Here they come.
Oh, they lost the tire.
Their front tire just blew.
I told you they would do that.
I'd give at least a 10 for the jump.
You got it.
That's the team I think, baby. That was great.
They just went for broke on that thing, and they broke it.
That was awesome, dude.
We lost the challenge, but who cares? That was a heck of a jump, eh?
Woo! I felt like Jesse and Bo knew.
How long did your tires stay on?
I don't know, because it landed, and I was like, man, we're still going. And then all of a sudden, I saw a tire come up on this fender. I'm like, ooh, that's going to hurt.
Will Anarchy's glorious burnout inspire the farm boys to new heights?
The log will pose a little bit of a challenge.
So you're definitely going to go attempt to cut. You're not going to ride over it or anything like that?
No, no.
Here's going to look like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre when he jumps out. Gonna be going for anything that resembles a tree, so yeah, watch your arms.
All right, here we go, Greg. This is the Farm Boys. That's your team.
3, 2, 1, go! Woo!
All right, here they come.
They're approaching the log.
Okay,
they're
right now they're making a 3-point turn.
Okay, they're backing in, it looks like. And I see a chainsaw getting ready to go. Oh, no, please start it.
All right, chainsaw starts, he's cutting.
Walking about halfway through the log with the chainsaw is dangerous.
Looking good?
Looking good, very good.
Now let's hope that they've got enough oomph in their hydraulics to lift that.
That's a heavy log.
It's moving, it's moving, it's moving. Oh, yes, out of the way, it's out of the way.
They got out of the way.
Very nice.
Back around.
All right, come on.
That's it.
Hold together,
guys. Come on, boys.
Whoa.
Take her easy.
Yeah.
Go for it. All right. Taking the turns nice and easy.
Hard left. Okay, that looks good. Going into the mud puddle here.
Right.
Oh, nice turn.
Nice turn.
Yep, a couple of bumps,
Unbelievable! The farm boys pushed through that big log and now they're the first to finish.
Unbelievable!
That was a great one.
Yeah!
Guys, good work!
Nice. Yeah.
Good job! Yeah. Good bomb, baby! Guys, great driving. You ready for your time?
Yeah.
10 minutes, 35 seconds.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. Hey.
Anarchy's jump was spectacular and disastrous. The farm boys cut through the course with a very solid run, so they're in the lead. But two more teams are waiting for their chance for victory in this first great race showdown.
The Mountain Road Rally Course has proven to be a beast. Let's find out if anybody can conquer it.
The first two rally races were crazy and action-packed as Team Anarchy literally flew over the log, hit the dirt hard, and busted up their front wheels. The farm boys had a smarter plan, cutting through the log and pushing it out of the way with their hydraulic liftgate. They attacked the rally course and ended up with the time to beat of 10 minutes, 35 seconds. Now it's the heroic but methodical Team Firepower's chance to burn up the course.
I've got firepower.
All right, we got firepower. They're coming down. Now we know they're going to be a little slower.
Ready, guys?
Heck yeah!
Woo! Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, go, go! Woo! They're going for it. They've got a quick start, but wait a minute. They lost their block. They've got half their block in the race.
Oh, no!
Yep.
What are they doing?
They dropped some of their ramp.
They lost some of the ramp.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Okay, unbuckle, guys. Unbuckle.
You know, they lost those wood blocks, and now it's like they went into slow motion.
I don't sense a lot of urgency there.
You know what? Maybe if we set a fire over by the finish line, maybe they'd hurry up and get down
there. I bet they would. Rossi, we're coming up on 12 minutes now.
All right, I think they may be done. Looks like they're getting back.
Okay, I see.
They are.
Here they go. Now they got to line up precisely on those ramps, which is sometimes hard to do.
The ramps are crushing under the
pressure. Something wrong.
I don't think they're gonna make it over this.
The ramps are crushing under the weight of that vehicle.
Oh man, that bent the shit out of that one.
I thought they had solid wood blocks underneath those ramps. Rossi, what? We got. Rossi, they spent 19 minutes now, so they got 11 minutes left. You still with us, buddy?
So they reinforced it with a couple extra logs, and they're gonna try it again.
If they don't get over right here, they're just about washed up.
Okay, guys, hold on.
Oh, here they come.
Oh yes.
Keep going, just keep going.
Oh, they're high centered. Oh no.
I think this is it for them.
We got smoke, we got tires burning.
It's game over.
Save the truck, we got two more counts.
Alright, we're done.
You know, Greg, they really needed that blocking that they lost on the road. You know, it could have made all the difference.
Guys, hey, don't get down. You know, this is the start. You guys got plenty of time to make up everything, so good job, tough luck, you know. But hey, you gotta feel good about everything so far, right? You're just getting started, so, you know, no worries.
There's just one chance left for the Metal Maidens to not only prove their design, but to beat the Farm Boys' winning time of 10 minutes, 35 seconds.
All right, Greg, we got three down, one to go. The Metal Maidens, you know they got a dangerous, crazy design. What are we thinking right now?
I think they're going to get hung up on the log.
You think so?
I do. They've got that ramp in the front. If they don't hit it just right, they're not going to make it through.
What the heck are we doing? This is crazy.
We're going to have a little fun.
Five.
All right, here
four,
we go.
Four, three, two, one, go!
And we're up! Okay, I see them now.
All right, here they come.
They're approaching the log. They're going to creep up slow in a set.
Okay, they're up.
They're going to back down now. That was their strategy. And then they're going to hit it.
All right, here they come.
Here they go.
They're over!
Very nice!
Did you see that jump? Against all the odds, they made it. Unbelievable. They still got to make it around the course, and you know those rails could give them some trouble.
Oh, yes.
Round the turn. Here they come. Covering the mud flat. Here they
come. Okay, they got to keep going here. They got to keep going there. Oh, don't lose
it.
Don't lose
it. Spin out.
Very nice.
And now they're heading to the finish. Look at them go. This is unbelievable.
It worked! Their plan worked! I can't believe it!
Awesome! That was unbelievable!
That was a great one!
Ladies, are you ready for your time?
Yes!
Are you sure?
Yes!
You're all buckled in?
Yes!
1 minute, 52 seconds!
Yes!
Unbelievable! All right! First of all, unbelievable races. Firepower, you guys got hung up. Now you plan, but hey, just the first race. You guys went down in flames as we all expected, and you loved it.
Yeah.
Farm Boys, you guys finished the race with a time of 10:36, but with a time of 1 minute, 52 seconds, the Metal Maidens take the championship, ladies. There's your champagne. Give it up. That's one down. Good job. Congratulations. Hey, let's pop that champagne.
The Metal Maidens receive 4 points for first place. The Farm Boys get 3. Team Firepower and Anarchy don't get any points. But remember, this is only the first of 3 mega challenges, and it's still anybody's game.
Join us for the next episode of The Great Race, where our 4 teams tackle a mountain of sand.
Mush, Rossi, mush.
I can't take much more of this.
On an all-new episode of Overhaulin'.
He's giving me the best lesson.
Mark is in for a lesson of his own.
We're stealing his car.
Usually, Mark, when you put a club on a steering wheel, it helps to lock it.
It's a game we like to call Overhaulin'. He's going to learn the fine art of being tricked.
That's really suspicious.
While his car gets tricked out.